Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Feeling it? That Bucks boost on a Monday morning right there? 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR, Lana, and Kevin. We got to see the real Tom Brady yesterday. I know Kevin was pumped up. He was probably sitting at home in his chair with his Tom Brady jersey on, loving life.
I didn't wear the jersey this time because I wore it last week. They lost. I didn't wear it yesterday. They won. So, okay.
All right. Superstitious. I get it. Continue on down that road.
I have a whole big effect on the way the game is played.
and everybody knows that.
That's right. Yeah, I thought they looked good. They kind of got relaxed in a little bit of the third quarter. They dropped some. The wide receivers dropped some passes. LeSean McCoy and had a touchdown and totally missed it.
Right.
Same with Scotty Miller. He had a touchdown and totally missed it. So, you know, I mean, fixable mistakes. I thought they played pretty well overall. I mean, they were 21-0 at halftime. I just think they went, this game's in the bag. Yeah. And then they shouldn't have thought that way. So
Here's one highlight.
And he slips through, breaks free. Leonard Fournette. What a gut punch from Tampa Bay. A body blow from Leonard Fournette.
Fournette, man, he was running. He's got something to prove here in Florida being traded from the Jaguars.
Yeah, no kidding. He ran for over 100 yards. It's the first time the Bucs had a 100-yard rusher since Doug Martin in 2015, I think. So it's been a while. So, yeah, let's hope that... what?
We're just laughing that you have all the stats.
I know this.
I listen to the broadcast.
Oh. Yeah.
Because they say it on the broadcast.
And you just retain that information?
Some things, yes. That's important.
He's a vault. He's a vault.
Crazy.
I love it. Yeah, it was awesome, man. To watch them kind of start clicking, and even though you said, you know, some of the receivers dropped passes, they did look like they were more on the same page than last week when it
they
came
did.
To Brady and the receivers. But man, I'm excited.
Did you see the guy who the ball went right off of his helmet?
Oh yeah, I was like, I could have done that.
It's stuff like that. So I mean, the wind was. Did you see the goalposts
right.
were like
they're slanted. Moving?
And the wind was crazy there yesterday. But hey, win's a win. On to the next one, right?
Did you see who was at the game yesterday?
Brett Favre was at the game.
What the heck? How come Brett Favre gets to go to the game and we don't?
I think it's because he's Brett Favre.
That
and
too.
He can go to the game anytime he wants.
But he's wearing a Bucko Bruce, but it was Tom Brady's face.
That's awesome.
The old Buccaneers logo was Tom Brady's face.
I love it.
And I'm like, what's going on here?
I can't believe he didn't call. He was in town and, I mean, kind of bummed out. I had to find out on the news he was here.
Last thing he played for was your Vikings.
I know.
You know, so I'm surprised he didn't call you. You know, being a Minnesota native. All right, so we're going to give you 10 seconds. 10 seconds to show some love to the Bucks this morning. Just get 10 seconds to rattle off whatever you want to say about the Bucks. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Hit us up right now, and we will get you on the air. We're giving you 10 seconds to sound off about that Buccaneers win yesterday. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, Aaron, what'd you think?
Great game. I think Tom Brady's so hot, and it's going to be a great season this year.
Oh, my gosh. Why is Tom Brady hot every week?
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, see, there you go. Right? That's all you need. A little something for everybody when you're watching the game. You know what I'm saying, Kev?
I guess so. It's something for the ladies. I get it.
All right, Aaron, appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, coming up, we are going to do a Military Monday where we honor a military member in our community, and it's from a very proud dad. You'll hear it coming up, 7:05. Well, you hear him every day. He does our traffic. Mr. Pat George in studio with us right now. It's 99.5 QYK. We are doing Military Monday, and we want to honor his son. So, Pat, tell us about your son, Austin, and what does he do?
Well, 17 years old at Gaither High School, he decided to swear in the library. He just couldn't wait to get in the Air Force.
Wow.
And as soon as he was old enough, he was in. He went to boot camp, became a military police officer. His goal was to be a TACP, and that's a special forces kind of job in the Air Force where you have to get on the ground with the Marines and the Army, and if they get bogged down or in trouble and they need air support, they go to him, and he calls in the airstrike.
Wow.
So TACP, it's a pretty sophisticated job, and he's stationed in Alaska with his wife, who's also in the Air Force.
Wow.
She's military police.
Aw.
That's great. So, I love that.
And he's only 23 now.
He's only 23 years old.
Yeah, he's been in 6 years.
Well, tell me about your son outside of uniform. You know, that's your boy. I'm sure you're proud of him. I mean, what's some other things that you are super proud of him about?
Well, very proud of him. He used, when he started out, he looked like Justin Bieber with his long hair. And he used to hang around all the radio promotions that we did.
Okay.
And I worked for Radio Disney for a while, and he would go to the promotions and spin the prize wheel and talk on the mic and do everything that I did as a promotion director back in the day. And I said, hey, you like to fly in planes? And I introduced him to something called Civil Air Patrol that they have in Lutz. At the Lutz Schoolhouse. And I took him there one night just so he could fly in planes for the heck of it. And with his long hair, the first night, he said, Dad, I want to march. Wow. And he started marching, and he went up the ranks, and he became head of the whole Civil Air Patrol. So
it's a calling for him.
It's his calling. And he said he can't wait to retire after 20, 25 years so he can go out and get another job and retire from that.
Wow. And he's only 23.
He's very, very, very focused, too.
Wow.
Good. Well, listen, Pat, we appreciate you letting us honor your son, give our love
thank
to
you.
Him. And we love hearing stories like this. And thank you always for doing the traffic.
Keep me updated. I'm Pat George.
I love awesome. It. Well, if you want to nominate someone for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, please do. Takes 3 minutes. Just go to 995QYK.com. You'll see it there.
Time now for the second date update on 995QYK.
Let's kick the week off. Brand new 715 second date update right now. Share Alana and Kevin here. We're going to see if we can help out this guy, Jack, who reached out to us via email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. We are alive and ready to help you. So tell us about this girl, Ellie, that you mentioned in your email, and what's going on.
Well, basically, Ellie's super cute, and we met on Tinder, and we were talking. We even talked on the phone, and then, you know, I asked her out, and she suggested a few places, and then we ended up settling on a World of Beer in Tampa. Which
fun.
Yeah, it was really fun, and she's gorgeous, and I picked her up from her house, and, you know, I paid for the meal, dropped her off, did not try anything. I was the perfect gentleman. It went really good, and, I mean, I had a lot of feelings for her just from the first date, so I was really kind of surprised when, I mean, she did text me, like, two other times after the date, but she kind of has fallen off the radar, so I'm just not really sure what happened.
Well, how'd the conversation go? Did you seem like you had a good conversation? What things did you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about just basically what we wanted in life. We both wanted kids. Yeah, I mean, we both wanted two kids, two girls. It was perfect.
Wow, interesting. Specific. Wow, okay.
Did you pick out your names yet? Okay, sorry.
Well, I can totally understand your frustration. Here's what we can do. We can try to call her. You gave us her number. We'll try to call Ellie for you. Can you hang on, Jack?
Please.
All right. Right now, we're trying to help out Jack on the 715 second date update. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin here on 995 QYK. He has not heard back from his date, Ellie.
No, and it sounds like everything went good. He was a gentleman. He said he picked her up on the date. He paid for the bill, brought her home. He said everything went good in the conversation there. He talked about having kids.
Two kids, both girls.
Yeah, specifically that. So, interesting. And they went to the World of Beer, which is always a fun place to hang. We're going to try to call Ellie right now and see if we can get some answers for Jack. Hi, good morning. Is this Ellie?
Yeah, this is Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. Sorry to catch you off guard this morning. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 995 QYK. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great.
Good morning.
Hey, listen.
Good morning.
It's totally random. We know. We want to ask you a couple questions, if it's okay with you, actually about a date you went on. We're going to talk to you on the air, if that's all right.
Okay.
I know. It's a little shocking. Ellie, we wanted to ask you about Jack. We heard you guys met on Tinder. We heard you guys went to World of Beer. He thought you guys had a great time. You guys had a lot of connection. He even said that you guys talked about wanting the same thing when it came to having kids. You wanted two, and you wanted two girls. But he thought everything went really, really well, and now he hasn't heard from you, and he's kind of really bummed out. So what's the deal?
Oh, God. Yeah, this is so awkward.
So tell us what's going on since the date. I mean, what is there something that happened on the date that makes you not want to see him again?
Okay, so when we were talking, about the date, I made some suggestions for places. He was kind of asking, you know, where did I want to go or whatever. I had suggested Ocean Prime or like Cooper Talk.
Nice.
But he didn't really seem into it because I would suggest one and then he would say like Beef O'Brady's. And then I would suggest another and he would say Wing House. So I was like, okay.
I mean, Ocean Prime's a little pricey, so I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from on that.
Yeah, but Wing House, come on a first date.
Well, maybe not the Wing House.
Well, right. So that we kind of settled on World of Beer, and as soon as he picked me up, as soon as I walked out my door, I knew exactly why things had unfolded the way, like the suggestions that he had given. He picked me up in a huge pickup truck. It lifted. I needed like a ladder to get into this thing.
I know what you're talking about. I can visualize that.
Did you have trouble getting into my truck the other day?
Thank God for the floor, the running board, whatever they're called.
JR's got one of those too.
Yeah. So anyway, I like this guy already. Yes. But keep going, Ellie.
Yes. So he picks me up in this massive truck. He's got the tobacco chew in his lip. He is like actively chewing tobacco.
He's got a lipper in, as we say.
Okay.
No hiding it from him, then.
Yeah, the old lipper.
He's got cowboy boots on. I mean, he's a full-blown, farmer. Like, straight up, he's a farmer.
Is that what he does for a living?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I don't know. It's not
Ellie, I'm very confused on what's going on here. So you're turned off by the fact that he may be a little too country for you?
Yeah. We really did have great conversation, but he's just he's a little too redneck for my taste.
You're a redneck. Now we're into redneck. All right. Let me ask you this. A lot of country boys are great gentlemen, and they're southern gentlemen. Was he a gentleman?
He was. He really was. He didn't try anything. I mean, he picked me up. He paid for everything. He was a gentleman. And he really is so cute. I just don't know if we have enough in common in that way. I don't know how he's going to get along with any of my friends. It's night and day between him and all of my friends.
Are you you work more in the corporate world or something, I guess I take it?
Yes, I'm in the corporate world. I kind of tend towards more, I guess, the guy in suit type thing. Not so much the cowboy boots.
So the thing you're hung up on, you can't look past, is that he wears boots, had a lipper in, and he's country.
Well, the truck was huge, too. Come on. That is a...
What were you trying to say? I have a lifted truck, Lana.
You're going out to dinner and you pull up on a truck that's
but
lifted.
But tell you what he drives.
Yeah. What, do you want him to get a town car?
No, it sounds like this is one of those really lifted trucks.
All right. Well, listen, Ellie, I got to be honest with you. I don't see a huge problem here, but I'm glad you gave us some answers. We actually have Jack on the phone. Jack, you there?
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, Jack.
So, Jack, a couple questions right out of the gate. You work in agriculture?
I do. My family owns a farm.
I love that. Has it been in there for generations as well?
Yeah, 3 generations.
That's so cool, man. Well, listen, you hear what she had to say to you. Why don't you just respond?
I mean, first of all, I just want to say that I didn't know that that was a big problem. And, you know, I'm sorry if I offended you with the tobacco or anything. It's just kind of what I'm used to. I really still want to go out with Ellie. I mean, I really like her.
This guy's a gentleman.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have to go on farmersonly.com next, or how does this work?
That's real.
Ellie, this cannot be a deal breaker for you. This guy sounds like a great dude. Are you worried about what your friends are going to think? What do you think about him?
She just hasn't dated somebody like this before,
right?
Huh?
You may be opening the right can of worms here, though. Maybe you need to go a different direction when it comes to dating this time.
You know, you make a good point. You know,
it's my first one of the day.
I've gone on a lot of dates and they've all been the same type of guy. And since I'm clearly still dating, they never worked. So maybe you're right. Yeah.
Listen, we want to set you up on another date. Can we do that? How about going on another date with this guy, getting to know him? Forget about what he's wearing or boots and all that. And I'm telling you, you're going to like that in him. I think that's going to grow on you a lot. I mean, I moved here from Texas. Girls dig that big time. So what do you think? What about setting you up on another date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
JR. I'm excited, man.
I guess.
They're going to be two-stepping on this next date. I'm excited.
There we go.
Jack, that's great news, right?
That's major. Thank you so much.
Yes, man. Absolutely. Well, listen, guys, I wish you both the best. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all of your info, and we'll set you up on a date, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Gift card to Wing House.
No.
No.
No. But obviously, Hooters. Anyway. Hang on, guys. Blake Shelton, Happy Anywhere right there, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here talking about our 7:15 second date update between Ellie and Jack. Jack, an awesome guy. He's talking about Ellie. He was so infatuated by her. And then we get Ellie on the phone, and her big problem was a little strange.
Well, she felt like he was a little bit too cowboy, too redneck for him. It wasn't the type of guys that she normally dated, so she was way out of her comfort zone in that.
And we thought, whoa, you're looking at this the wrong way. This is a great thing. Mm-hmm. You may enjoy this. This may be a different vibe for you, but it may be a good thing. We got Tabitha and Zephyr Hills right now. Tabitha, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, that was definitely a good thing. I'm from Tennessee, and I've been here since 2014, and it is hard to find men like that here, and that's what I'm used to.
Right.
It's a country farmer. That's what I grew up on as a farm. So she's crazy. She needs to keep that man. That's a real man.
That's a real man right there. I figured women would say that because girls dig that.
Yeah, you're not finding that down in South Tampa at some of those bars down there, are you?
Tabitha, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Amanda in Newport Richie, where are you at on this?
Good morning. My daughter and I both are on He Sounds Like the Perfect Gentleman, and she is definitely overthinking it.
Definitely overthinking it, and I felt like she was, like, looking at it the wrong way, and the fact, like, hey, you should be grateful for this. This is right. A different type of guy for you.
Definitely. My 14-year-old daughter said he sounds like the perfect guy, so. Well,
she's too young to date, okay? So.
Exactly, yeah.
Tell her to calm down. I'm just kidding.
I remember my mom always saying to me, don't judge a book by the cover.
Right.
So.
And exactly. Obviously, you did not listen to that, Lana. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Julia in Palm Harbor, you've had the same experience?
Yeah, so I grew up in Texas, and I went on a first date with this guy. Picked me up in a beat-up truck, cowboy boots, dip in his mouth, everything. I'd never been on a date with a guy like this, and now we're married.
There you go.
I love it.
I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with a southern gentleman.
No, you can't. They're the best.
No, he sounded like a good guy. The other thing I thought about him is he sounded very understanding. Like, maybe, like, all right, I get it. I'm not the main street guy, like you said, or going to see downtown or whatever, but
right.
This is my life.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to change people, and if they're not going to be there for you, then move on, you know?
Absolutely. So. Well, Julia, congratulations on being married to a country boy.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Angie, Dade City right now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're great. So tell us what you think about this.
Well, I think she needs to go on another date, and I think she needs to give him a chance because I was kind of in a similar situation. And I always dated guys that drove jacked up trucks, but I met this guy, and I was into him, but I wasn't really into him, and he kept coming around, and he was kind of like that. And I kept saying to my girlfriends, I really don't know about him. Well, he turned out to be my best friend, and now he's my husband.
See, second story in a row we've heard about this.
Know.
You know, you try something new, and good things happen.
Yes. I don't know her, but she really should open her eyes a little bit more.
Sure.
Because just because they drive a big jacked-up truck doesn't mean that they're any less of a man.
Yeah, you tell them.
And those big jacked-up trucks, they cost a lot of money. It's not like they don't, you know?
A whole lot of money.
Well, thanks for calling, Angie. Have a great day.
Well, I think sometimes females, they always just want to go for the suit and the money and the business type and the guy with the fancy car. Well, you know what? Those trucks are a lot of money. That's what I meant by that.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, anyway, they are going back out. She's going to give him another shot, and I think she's going to enjoy that. So, all right, we're going to play a game right now for a $200 gift card. We're going to help you clear the list. Maybe you have a wish list of things you need right now.
Oh, I have a huge wish list on Amazon. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to help you clear the list by playing a little game that has to do with Price is Right. So if you want to play, caller 9. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We got Paul in St. Pete right now. Paul, are you ready to play Clear the List?
Sure, why not?
All right, $200 gift card up for grabs. Here's what's going to happen. Kevin is going to describe three products to you, and you have to put them in order from least expensive to most expensive.
Okay.
All right. Kevin?
Yes.
What are those items that he will be putting in order?
You'll be relaxing in style before the game with the NFL three-piece tailgate kit. Two Rawlings Game Day Elite chairs that are easy to transport with built-in Velcro strap or in-branded carry bag. You'll be cool underneath the NFL straight leg canopy with Case. It's imported and emblazoned with your favorite team's logo. UPF 50-plus protection. One-piece steel frame for quick and easy setup. Lightweight and water-resistant. And it's 10 by 10 feet. Your barbecue will never look better with the NFL Fan Shop Tailgater Barbecue Set, officially branded NFL product. 420 grade stainless steel barbecue set for outdoor events. Grill set includes spatula with bottle opener and serrated edge, fork and tongs. And each tool features bright chrome Tampa Bay Buccaneers graphics. Perfect present for any fan, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. So you have that tailgate kit, you have that tent, and you have a barbecue kit. Put those items in order from least expensive to most expensive.
Barbecue kit's going to be the cheapest.
Okay.
Let's go with the canopy and then the tailgate kit.
Goes with the tent canopy and then the tailgate kit. Is that correct, Kevin?
It is not. He has one out of three.
Okay. You're still in this. So the one that you have out of three is you do have the barbecue kit correct.
Yes, you do.
You only have to flip two.
Should be pretty easy.
See, I think I'll flip the canopy and the three piece.
So you have the barbecue kit. You have the tailgate kit and then the tent being the most expensive.
Well, if you want to call it a canopy of tent, yeah.
All right, here we go. That's absolutely right. Way to go. You have won a $200 gift card to clear your wish list.
That's fantastic.
All right, man. Way to play the game.
For not knowing how to play it, it's a great way to go.
I don't know if we knew how to play it either.
I don't think so.
All right, hang on for me. I'll tell you what, Kevin's got a backup job if he ever needs one.
That was
fantastic, Kevin.
I can be an announcer.
Come on down. All right, so
we go.
That was awesome. All right, so what were the prices on that? So the tailgate kit was, or I'm sorry, the barbecue kit was what? That was the least expensive, right?
$38.24. The three-piece tailgate kit was the chairs and the table, for those of you that want to buy it, $89.79. And the Buccaneer canopy tent, like the pop-up tent, was $229.70.
Actual retail price.
That's correct.
All right, let's clear the list. A little Price is Right theme to it, a lot of fun, and, of course, the talents of Kevin being the announcer of all announcers. I love that.
We're going to play again tomorrow.
Yep, and your chance to win a $200 gift card this afternoon as well with Travis at 440. Here's Jason Aldean. Turn us up.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Luke Combs. His song, Lovin' On You, has sat in the number one spot for now 2 weeks.
No, Luke Combs got another hit song? That's crazy. No way.
I know. Looks like next up will probably be Lee Bryce's One of Them Girls to go
great
number
song.
One.
Another great songwriter.
Excited for Lee Bryce. All right. Happy birthday to Faith Hill, who turns 53 years old today, and she looks amazing.
We've been fortunate enough in our careers to have met, like, Tim and Faith, right? I'm not name-dropping, but when you meet Faith Hill and you see her in person, you're like, oh, that's like, you know, it's like the, you're like, you really are that beautiful in person. You go, oh, my God, you're taken back.
She's skinny and tiny, too.
Tim's skinny and tiny.
I don't know
who's tinier.
Honestly, I think Tim is.
You're right.
But I'm like, That's, I mean, Faith Hill is stunning.
She takes care of herself, so whatever she's using, we should all be using it because she looks great at 53. All right, Dolly Parton posted a heartfelt tribute to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday. This was all over social media. She says, quote, she was small in stature, but even the tallest looked up to her. Her voice was soft, but her message rang loud and clear and will echo forever. Thank you, RBG. Rest in peace. Respectfully, Dolly Parton.
Amazing woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read her story and you find out that she was pregnant and had a kid with her husband before she even went to Harvard Law School.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Columbia in New York, because she's from New York, and then went to Harvard, law school. And she had a lot of things as a child, like her sister passing and her mom passing mm-hmm. as she was a young kid. And the determination to take that as fuel and to make them proud still. She's an amazing, amazing woman. So mm-hmm. pretty neat.
Yes. All right, Maddie and Tay are releasing their first ever Christmas album. It'll be on October 23rd. That's coming very quickly. It's a 6-song EP called We Need Christmas and features 2 original songs. It's hard to write a Christmas song, so good for those girls for
especially
coming.
This year. You're going, yeah.
We need Christmas.
We need New Year's. We need 2021. That's my next one.
All right. So, Kevin, did you celebrate the big day yesterday?
The Buccaneers win?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
I was saying, this is country music.
Must be some big day.
No, yesterday was Wife Appreciation Day.
Ah, I did not know that.
You know what? I don't think a lot of people did.
Well, Kevin's a good guy. He does that every day.
Is that true?
Let's be honest, yeah.
So nothing for your wife? No card? No,
no, she worked yesterday.
Well, apparently the only person that knew about it was Brett Young. So he celebrated with his wife yesterday. And, of course, their new little baby. All right, and Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett, they won. Entertainer of the Year. It was a tie in Nashville last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the head of the ACM, his name is Damon Whitehead, he said, we were as shocked as Keith Urban was when we heard the results of the tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He says, we have an independent third-party accounting firm that tabulates our results based on nearly 5,000 voting members of the Academy. Our awards policy is that in the event of a tie, both artists receive trophies. So they apparently had no idea.
There's no way. You don't go on air with that without knowing the results, because what if these people messed up on something or they messed up the categories, or you have a situation like Miss America or Miss Universe where they say the wrong person, or at the Grammy or Oscars where they said the wrong movie, La La Land or whatever.
Well,
there's no way that the president of the ACM didn't know that. Now, I'm over it, by the way, as far as a tie. I didn't like the fact that it was a tie, but I'm like, you know what? 2 great people. Carrie Underwood, very deserving. Thomas Rhett, very deserving as well. I thought the calculation was a little weird, but that's fine. It's a tie. We accept it.
Well, and I also thought it was kind of interesting how they had the artist that won in the exact same place as the presenter who was presenting it.
No shot.
Had it been somebody else, it was very awkward that all came together.
Well, he's gotten a lot of clap back for it. And people have gone back to him like, what do you guys do? Or the ACM in general, and been like, was there a tie randomly? I think thought a lot of politics were involved and all that, and maybe been influenced, but don't take anything away from Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood. It was great, but let's be honest, all right? You knew about it. There's no way you're taking it to live television without knowing what's going on, because it all comes back to you, not that third party.
All right, we've got another award show coming up in October, so I guess we'll just wait for that. And that is your Music Minute. It's 99.5 QYK, Jameson Rogers, and Some Girls Now.
I mean, it's a great song, especially when you say it right. Jameson Rogers, Some Girls on 99.5 QYK. You ever spied on your neighbors? Maybe you're suspicious of them. Something happened. You're watching them do something weird. It's 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. I've got a great story about this. And it actually didn't happen here. It happened in Texas to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about it this week because I saw someone do it in my neighborhood again. It wasn't my personal trash can, but I used to watch. My trash can would be full. I'd go out to take something out in the morning and it would be full with garbage that wasn't mine.
Oh, people putting their trash?
My neighbor would, when his trash can would get full, he'd come over and put the rest in mine. Which, if he asked, hey man, do you have any extra room? I wouldn't care. But didn't care. Always threw his dog droppings away in my can. And I'm going, what is this dude doing? So I used to watch him outside my window. He was an older man, so it wasn't like I was going to go confront him. What are you doing? And yell at him. I mean, he's an older guy. But I just went, are you kidding me? Like, have you ever spied on your neighbors to see if they're doing something, Lana?
I mean, every time I walk by my neighbor's house, I'm always looking in their garage or if they've got their windows open and you can see what they're watching or whatever. It's just,
I think you're more of a peeping Tom, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I don't do it on purpose, but if I'm out walking a dog and the windows are open, I might just look in, see what's going on. I don't know.
That's being a nosy neighbor, right there.
I guess.
Kevin, yeah, you ever kept an eye on a neighbor?
Yeah, there was one time when I was living in a townhouse, I noticed a couple of cops in the building next door, and I watched them, like, take down these two guys who were doing something illegal in their house, and then one guy drove by, and then I watched the cop go, that's the other guy! And then they stormed away, and then the cop went right down, because the guy was obviously living in that house. It was fantastic. I was like, but, you know, just kind of looking out my window.
You're in the middle of a crime.
But it was fantastic. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened.
You felt like you were on an episode of Cops.
Oh, it was so great. I loved every second of it. I don't know why. It was like I came home. I went, why are cops? Oh, my gosh, something's going down. This is great. I have to watch. But I can't sit outside.
Well, that's one reaction to that type of thing.
I
remember watching this guy going, are you kidding me? Just throw your trash in, never ask or anything like that.
Let me ask you a question. All the trash, I understand the dog droppings. If it gets onto the can, I understand that's the problem.
Right.
But it's all going away.
I know.
So what does it matter?
Well, because I hadn't thrown my bags in there yet. So then when I go there and I'm stuffing my trash in there.
I got you.
And this guy fills it all the way up.
When I take my trash out and if there's extra room and people have put their stuff in there, it doesn't matter because it's going anyways the next morning. I don't care.
I think the rule of thumb is once it's out at the end of the driveway, your trash is out. So you're not going to be putting more trash in there. So it's kind of free reign.
So you're telling me that's my fault?
I think once it's at the end of the driveway,
I think, yeah. I'm talking about Lana. Hey, man, if you got trash, put it in my trash.
Yeah, I don't care.
I've gotten yelled at by people because I walk my dog and pick up dog poop. And I'll go, like, if their trash is sitting out, do not put that in my trash or dog poop.
Makes your trash can smell.
And I'm like, well, it's the trash is in there. I don't want. I mean, I've gotten yelled at by people.
Well-deserved. Shouldn't be doing that.
It's the trash. I'm picking up the poop.
I know.
All right. What do you do to spy on your neighbors? Is there something that you've been spying on them for? Is there something that they do that makes you suspicious? You want to know? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, talking about neighbors and talking about sometimes if you had to spy on them for something, it's 995 QIK. I shared the story about how I had to spy on my neighbor because I kept catching them putting their trash into my trash can, therefore not allowing me to take my trash out. And I'd be like, okay. And he was an older gentleman, so I never really wanted to say anything to him. He just kind of did his thing. And then always would put his dog droppings in there as well. And I'm like, all right, come on, really? And Lana said she's guilty of that.
Because
you've been yelled at that.
Well, if I walk the dog and the trash is sitting out there, I'll just throw it in somebody else's trash. But apparently people don't like that.
Yeah, apparently they don't.
I've gotten yelled at before.
All right, so we want to get your stories. We got Chops. Chops, what do you think? What do you got for us?
So check it. It goes along with trash. Now, ironically, I live in Trasco County. So,
all right.
So I drive a landscape truck, right, with a 5-yard dump bed on it.
Okay.
And people were throwing trash in my truck soon after I moved into this apartment complex. And I got tired of it. So I leave between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning. So I climb up in the bed. I grab a couple of bags of the trash. I go through it. I find the address. I walk up to their door. I pour the trash on their doorstep and knock on the freaking door and walk away.
You're kidding me.
Dude, why? He's not their garbage, man.
I know, but to go through their garbage at 5 in the morning?
Yeah, well, I got tired of it because I can't dump it.
I'm sure this wasn't the first time it happened. He finally goes,
no, it wasn't. It happened like 3 or 4 times. They're throwing bicycles in there. It hasn't happened since, though.
Good man. Solve the problem. I love that.
Absolutely.
All right, Chops. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, bye. Angelina in Auburndale right now. Angelina, give us that story about your neighbor.
So I was moving, and it's a neighborhood where my aunt lives, so she always calls the neighborhood. So I was trying to be nice and putting the trash cans out of the yard. It was a couple days before they were supposed to come take it anyway. So the neighbors next door were, like, really junky, so they would take anything. And they took the whole trash cans with garbage in it.
All right, so your neighbors not only took your trash, they also took the whole trash can?
Yeah, they just, even with, the trash was full with recycle and just regular just trash, and they took the whole trash can with the trash in it. Because my aunt was like, well, where's your trash cans? I was like, I put them out there for them to take them, you know, the garbage
right.
on the days at the time. No, they took the whole trash can with the trash in there.
That's so weird.
It's ridiculous.
It totally is. Take the whole trash can. I'll show them. I'll just take the whole trash can.
Just the whole thing.
I want everything. We'll take it all. But that's so weird to me. You got to, I mean, come on. You don't understand that you don't want, if someone doesn't want their garbage, you know, smelling up with dog droppings, you don't get that you shouldn't be dropping them in there?
I guess. I mean, if the garbage is, if the garbage is in there and the garbage man hasn't come, I think it's okay. If the can is empty, it's probably not okay.
All right.
So, I usually hang on to it.
Yeah. Lana's neighborhood, her neighbors just love you. But the weird part was Lana earlier was saying, like, yeah, you know, we're asking her about, you know, spying our neighbors. And she goes, well, I mean, if the windows are open and the curtains are open and I'm walking my dog, I like to see what's going on inside.
I look. Everybody looks.
I like to see what's going on. Just keep an eye on everything. Everything on the up and up type of thing.
Just look at decorations or what does her house look like on the inside or something, maybe. I don't know. Everybody looks.
We got off topic big time on that one. All right, coming up at 8:55, next, we will have a feel-good story about a four-year-old who is battling cancer in Bradenton. I love this story. It's an I Feel Good story, and it's next.
I feel good.
Dove, your I Feel Good story right now. I mean, this four-year-old, little Andrew, has had a tough go. He's been battling a brain tumor that is cancerous. He's from Bradenton, and he got involved with Make-A-Wish, and his wish, since he loves Paw Patrol so much, he wanted a dog. Well, he was gifted a mini golden doodle. Aww. This dog is precious. He is precious as well, and there's a video of them, you know, just playing around, and they're just not leaving each other's side, and the joy that this dog is bringing this little four-year-old who has been through so much, who just recently completed chemotherapy for his cancerous brain tumor. What's interesting about this is it was actually gifted to him by another Make-A-Wish child.
Oh.
And that was Kinsley Peacock, who is 6 years old. And she wanted to pass the, you know, wanted to return the favor. She actually got to go on a Disney cruise not too long ago as her wish.
Aww,
and she said,
great.
I want to do something for them. So Kinsley's cookie cart will underwrite the, she started a little nonprofit.
Six years old, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. which will underwrite the cost of the dog's crate, bed, supplies, Aww. And vet care to help out this little man who got a new golden doodle.
Puppies. Fix everything.
It really does.
They cure everything.
But what a little brave guy to be battling.
I love that.
So much. So it was Make-A-Wish's the Southern Florida chapter, and they did great stuff. And it was the first time in history that a previous Wish recipient that is still a child sponsored a Wish experience. So
wow.
She really grasped, hey, I can do this for someone else because it helped me so much when I was going through this. So, little Andrew, you have a brand new golden doodle, buddy, and you are very brave and you are a fighter. He's in Bradenton. Big shout out to you. That is our I Feel Good story. Here's Jordan Davis, slow dance in a parking lot, 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. We have the 22-year veteran, ACM CMA winner, and also a former Barbershop Quartet member. Yes, he used to do it at Disney World. All your favorite hits. That was him doing the bass vocal. So
let's
anyway.
Do a little warm-up vocal.
Go ahead.
No, my voice isn't ready this morning.
Okay. Was it ready for trending in Tampa Bay?
It is always ready for trending in Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their first win of the season after beating the Carolina Panthers 31-17 yesterday at Raymond James Stadium. Running back Leonard Fournette put the game away late with this fourth quarter 46-yard touchdown run. Or we're celebrating Christmas now. And he slips through, breaks free, Leonard Fournette. What a gut punch from Tampa Bay. A body blow from Leonard Fournette.
There's a lot of buttons in front of me. That was the wrong one.
Yes.
A lot of dying.
So the Bucks 1-1 on the season. They will travel to Denver to take on the Broncos this Sunday at 4:25.
So you know how they've been piping in crowd noise?
Yes.
I think we need to work on our Bucks guy. He was a little off on a few of them because I was trying to, you know how they're doing stuff. I'll tell you, it was on, though. The Seattle Seahawks, their stadium guy, whoever's doing their sound, was on point last night for Sunday Night Football. But our guy was a little late on a couple of them, and it didn't have the right crowd noise. Didn't really match what was going on in the game.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was like, okay, I understand what you're trying to do, but there, it should be louder than this, or why are you cheering now?
I know. It was funny.
It was kind of like me hitting buttons right there. It seemed like he was all over the place.
Every time there was a flag, there was like booing sounds. It was hysterical. I was like, but even if it was an obvious call, they would still make the booing sounds. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, fine. Game two of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning, obviously, they lost the first game, so they're down 1-0 to the Dallas Stars. The game, Lana, sorry to say, is at 8 p.m. tonight.
I hear.
You can watch it on NBCSN. Hillsborough County Public Schools offered grab-and-go meals over the summer, and they have decided to continue the service through the end of the year.
Great.
The meals are free for all brick-and-mortar students and online learners. So for everybody in Hillsborough County, the sites will be open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and you can find the list of the schools on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page. And finally, if you're driving southbound on the Howard Franklin Bridge, just as you're coming into St. Pete, there's a huge tower that says St. Petersburg.
I know it.
Welcome to St. Pete.
Someone actually ran into it earlier this year and caused a little bit of a damage. There still is a hole there. Well, that tower is going to come down probably in 2023. The reason why it's being removed is due to construction for the new southbound bridge between Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. The tower was put up in 2012.
I was just going to say, did they just put that thing up?
Yeah, so they put it up in 2012 when the Republican National Convention was in Tampa, and they Bill Edwards, who's a local businessman, put it up for $600,000. Now, they're obviously going to do something. Once the new bridge is completed, they're going to put something else up. But that one, you know, that you see always coming into St. Pete is going to be gone in 2023.
That sign out there cost $600,000?
It did.
On the freeway?
That's like waterfront property right there. $600,000.
Wow. A lot of money.
And if you're wondering when the new bridge will be completed, it will be completed in 2026, so six more years for that. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts. Let's tie up the series tonight.
Love it right there. He is a 22-year veteran, CMA, ACM winner, and also part of a barbershop quartet. There he is right there.
I feel it coming on. Here we go.
Uh-oh. We're back. We'll practice over the commercial. All right. We love animals here. We're going to tell you about Mutt Monday and Spotlight a animal next.
Who let the dog sound?
All right, it is Mutt Monday. Time for us to showcase a dog for you on 99.5 QYK. And today we have Elsie, who is a 9-year-old, 43-pound cattle dog mix.
You would not know she is 9 years old because she loves her ball and she loves running around and playing ball. She's a really, really energetic dog.
Yeah, you can check out a video of her right now on our Facebook page, 99.5 QYK. Now, she would prefer a home with no small children. And you can get more info about her at Pet Pal Animal Shelter. Elsie is our dog of the week for Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.